On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with news just in. The SA Weather Service has issued a level 2 severe thunderstorm warning for the southern parts of KZN tomorrow. Forecasters have warned of hail and heavy downpours, which could lead to localised flooding. Damaging winds and excessive lightning are also expected. Various parts of KZN are still reeling from deadly storms earlier this month that flooded roads, triggered mudslides and damaged electrical infrastructure. A 10-year-old girl was among three people who lost their lives. A reminder again that a fresh level 2 alert has been sent out for KZN's southern parts tomorrow. Itakwini Municipality Mayor Cyril Qaba says the city is ready to welcome Easter holidaymakers next month. Speaking at a briefing yesterday, Qaba said that Durban's hotel occupancy rate is already going up. The mayor says Itakwini's Easter campaign will be launched this week.
We anticipate an increase in the number of visitors and the hotel occupancy rate is 63% with a direct impact of 2.4 billion to the city's economy. Our hotel occupancy rate this time last year was 50%.
The Department of Cooperative Governance says nearly 83,000 sponsor shop registration applications have been received nationwide. It says more than a third of them are from foreign nationals. Minister Velenkosini Hlabisa provided the figures in response to a parliamentary question from the African Transformation Movement. The registration drive follows a series of deadly food poisoning events across the country. Black Business Unity says it's unhappy with the government's move. It believes the number of registrations by foreign nationals is too high, given the current unemployment figures among South Africans. The union's public relations officer is Michael Molloy.
Foreign nationals only stores, whether they 30,000 or they 3,000. That number is too big. We are sitting with a huge unemployment rate, and a lot of people will then go to a spaza shop to as a means of survival. And unfortunately, because of competition and how these guys are so organized, it makes it tough for an individual to survive.
And French actor Gerard Depardieu is going on trial today on charges of sexual abuse. The 76-year-old, who has made more than 200 films and TV series, has been accused of improper behavior by around 20 women. But this is the first case to come to trial. The case before the Paris Criminal Court concerns charges from two women during a film shoot in 2021. The actor has denied the allegations. Depardieu's lawyer says his client will be limited to 6 hours of court appearances per day due to health issues aggravated by the stress of the upcoming trial. A recap of our lead story. The SA Weather Service has issued a level 2 severe thunderstorm warning for the southern parts of KZN tomorrow. Forecasters have warned of hail and heavy downpours, which could lead to localized flooding. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.